You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.3 WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. End-of-life care is evolving quickly. More people are now dying in their homes rather than hospitals, and that is changing the healthcare system, Nashville's largest industry. WPLN's Blake Farmer is spending this year working on stories about hospice and palliative care. Hi, Blake.
Hey, Jason.
So what is leading this change?
There are a couple big reasons. For one, Medicare continues to promote hospice. It's a benefit that can start as soon as a patient's deemed to have 6 months to live. It involves chaplains, social workers, even respite for caregivers, maybe a family member. And with Medicare paying about $180 a day for this service, you've had lots of for-profit companies jump into the sector that, you know, really was a sector that used to be mostly local nonprofits caring for cancer patients in their final days. But you've started seeing people use the benefit much longer, in part because of hospice being used for more diseases like Alzheimer's, for instance.
Well, is this all a Medicare thing?
Well, Medicare is sort of the big dog, but private insurers have also been exploring what you might think of as pre-hospice. It's called palliative care, typically. It's a little less well-defined, though. It's essentially comfort treatment for a chronic disease with less focus on seeking a cure. This is meant to cut down on expensive treatments that might be experimental and help patients avoid so many trips to the emergency room. You know, and that might just be done by having a nurse available by phone 24 hours a day. We've seen quite a bit of startup activity locally, including a big one, Aspire, which just sold to one of the country's largest insurers, if that tells you how interested health insurers are in this topic.
Well, it does seem like having business interest involved in this could get tricky.
Yeah, and end of life is delicate, and it's already an industry that's very difficult to regulate or even measure what is good and what's bad. Think about it. The patient almost always dies at the end. Hospice companies are mostly judged on how families think the treatment went for their loved one. You know, and there's some unintended consequences developing as well. Some people start hospice so early, they get discharged and then end up dying without the service. There's a lot of complexity here. And in fact, I'd love to hear more about it from patients, caregivers, frontline workers, the good, the bad, the complicated. Or if you just have a big question about how things work, I'm all ears. We've set up a form at WPLN.org.
Well, thank you, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer covers healthcare for WPLN. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.